sent out to everybody though.
Yeah.
Good evening to everybody. We're starting a new maimer, Derech Eitz Chaim. Derech Eitz Chaim is an extraordinary maimer, very, very famous. It's a hakdoma of the Ramchal to a sefer of his called Kalach Pisrei Chochma. Kalach Pisrei Chochma is one of the Maral's primary sefarim in Kabbalah. It is a fascinating sefer the way it's written. Kalach Pisrei Chochma works like this. It has light mishnayos inside, very, very pithy paragraphs on important nekudas in Chochma. And then he has around it a hesber, a beer. He himself wrote the beer. It's the same thing. In other words, it's the same author, but it's very, very different. The statements inside are very, very short and kind of mitumtzat, very, very concentrated and focused. And around it is a very large beer. That's Kalach Pisrei Chochma. Kalach Pisrei Chochma is one of the classics in Kabbalah, the Ramchal's Kabbalah, and that's that. As a hakdama to it, he wrote this Derech Eitz Chaim. I've seen some people have cast a suffix whether or not he wrote it, Talmud wrote it, but be it as it may, it's associated with him. It is printed in the back of many, many Mesillas Yesharims. It is a chashuv work in its own right. And that's why I felt it was worth learning it. Some parts are a little bit difficult, but overall it's a very important work. It's called Derech Eitz Chaim for a very simple reason. Eitz Chaim is the Arizal's Kabbalah Sefer. Eitz Chaim is a general description of Chochmas Pnim. It's the Eitz. It's the Chochma that if you eat, you live forever. And Derech Eitz Chaim means there's a road to it and an intro to it. So this is basically his intro to it. That's the Derech Eitz Chaim. So we will, the edition I sent out was to everybody is simply the nicest one that I found. It's a big safe, I think. I found it on Eitz Chochma. It has a pirush in the back, which I did not, a big, very big pirush of some sort. I didn't look at it. I just liked it simply. It was nice big letters and, organized nicely. So basically, I'm fine to use that. Okay, so we'll start. I have a different edition. The reason I didn't photocopy it is because it has a lot of pirush on the bottom, so it becomes cumbersome a little bit, but it's basically the same. Just I have Shiva the Sefer. So the first piece, so he over here organized it into subtopics and so on, makes it a little bit easier to have self-contained units. Yoytze ha'adam u'manhigoy. The Akadosh Baruch Hu created man and is manning him. He made him and prepared him with the ability to understand more than Malachi Asharis. He told the Malachim, and when wants through Tvuna, al pidarkoi, Yancheu lehasig Hashmei Hashemayim, it will have him understand Hashmei Hashemayim. Devarim sheim kivshoyna shal oylam shekisat egyoymen. The things that have been covered, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered them. Ach, hinei tuvoi biyodoi, he's been given the possibility. V'lo mishnah b'chira tu b'chira, l'ischake v'lo das, to either know and understand, or to remain totally ignorant of what's chachma, hagam shalev asechel gufo, even though he has a heart that asechel gufo. So let's take apart a little bit. Ramchal can be very poetic, but doesn't waste his time. So what's he saying here? He's saying that if a person will only use his kocha bechira and use his mind and start to understand, he can understand the stuff. Okay, I mean, yes, that is, I mean, that's not, it's more obvious than obvious. I mean, why don't you just say it? You know, if it's up to the person to learn it. Well, what's this fancy lashon over here? It's whole lashon. I also would like to point out something else. There seems to be a beauty contest over here between people and malachim. So, okay. I mean, over here, the Ramchal says it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man be able to understand more the Malachim. And let's say we would not be understand more the Malachim. I mean, so what? It's almost as if he created Malachim and then wanted to stick it to them, and he says, I'm going to create Adam who's even going to be more and more and more. I mean, what do poor Malachim have to suffer? Why can't we just be equal to Malachim? Why can't Malachim be equal to us? I mean, it's not as if we're getting at the Chesh Malachim. You know, it's enough. There's enough Chachma to go around, and the Chachma doesn't get diminished. If 10 people know the Chachma, or 1,000 people, or Reba, Revavin, Alfin know it, it's all the same. The Chachma doesn't get diminished. So what's this whole thing over here with Malachim? And it's like, you know, Chal is like bringing in over here that this means Chachmas Rosh Alechem. And the second thing, the thing I always said before, is the fact that he chews this point up, if he wants to, he can reach out ahead and so on and so forth. Yes, everything, that's obvious. Kadosh Baruch Hu created man with the ability to learn. If he wants, he learns. If he doesn't want, he doesn't learn. What is he telling me over here? And he says, you know, man, he has a choice. He can be you know, go and to be mischak maladas, or to stay ora mikol chachma, to stay naked from chachma, even though the labor said kav gufa. Nothing here that seems to be in any way other than a fancy usage of words that mean very little. So let's be misplaying a little bit on some of the oimek over here in the Ramchal. And I want to understand specifically, we tend to think of Adam and his koyach bechira, and Adam and his seichel and das as being two separate gifts. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man very, 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 very smart, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with Bechira. They have no real kesher to each other. They're two separate wonderful koyches. That's it. So why is, so if we're looking to be Magdir Adam Spitz, which one of the two would we choose? I don't know. Both are very, very unique. Is there any connection between the two? Is it Stam or Kodesh Baruch Hu just dumped down to things? So let's understand the oimek of Koyach HaBechira. Koyach HaBechira means, let's go to Hilvio, sorry. Without Koyach HaBechira, man is a limited Bria that lives within his confines. So, if I take a computer that has 100,000 different programs that can run on it, that's wonderful. I put on it 100,000 programs, all those programs run, not a program more. That's it. So the computer has enough bytes, circuits, whatever it needs to service 100,000 programs, and that's what runs in it, and nothing more. If I broaden, add to the memory, I'll be able to do more. But again, each time, kefi what it is. An animal has a very finite set of behaviors. And animal behavior for people who know animals is fairly easy to predict. And you can say straight out what's going to be the behavior on any particular circumstance. If things are normal, if the animal's not sick with rabies or whatever it is, you'll pretty much be able to a good animal trainer will be able to in an instant get it. When you have so any being that does not have bechira, then whatever they have is finite. It's their tfisa and their hasaga is also finite, their knowledge. Because if you don't have a koach bechira, then in thinking and understanding, there's also what is. That's it. It's like somebody who's not creative, and you teach him a wide variety of subjects. What does the person know? He knows whatever you taught him. That's it. Koyach HaBechira allows a person to reach out beyond his gevulas. So I'm a person who likes to eat. Comes a tinus, I make a decision not to eat. Everything that a person has in himself, the person can break out of it, choose differently. So the Koyach HaBechira allows a person to leave the confines of his normal behavior, of his predestined behavior, so to speak, and behave very differently. That's Koyach HaBechira in Adam. It's an incredible Koyach in the sense that it takes the person to infinite. So in the world of activities, a person with no Bechira, an entity with no Bechira, is an entity that only has whatever it's given in it, on all levels. So it may be very complex and have trillions of stuff built into it, but whatever's built into it is all it has. Anything with Bechira, there's be'etzem no limit to what he has. That is the Yitzhim Asa Malachim. I'd like to understand it. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Malachim and decided to pull a fast one on them to choose other favorites and so on. Malachim are the perfect Bria that is limited. A Malach is not a Boicher. And with all the famous kashas about Surat Chazal, when he did this, that, we'll leave it for the people to give the roots into it. The point is, Malachim are not Bale Bechira. And being that they're not Bale Bechira, that means that they're limited beings. That's why a Malach doesn't do two shlichas. A Malach Rafal is Refuah incarnate. And that's what he is. And that's why he can only do one shlichas. That is the reason why Malachim, that's one of the reason that this demonstrates how Malachim are limited beings, and because they don't have Koach Bechira means they can only follow one pattern of activities. So when you're doing what's Hashem, you might be doing different times, different things, but at the end of the day, what you're doing is following what's Hashem. That's the be all of it. That's what it is. Adam has Bechira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two top Nivroim. Malachim, who are the most perfect of what is in the Bria, and Adam, who has the ability to reach out beyond what is in the Bria. Those are the two separate classes, and they complement each other. The Ribbono Shel Olam is makif everything that is and all potential. Hoya, hoiva, v'yia. So the hoya and the hoiva are makif everything that is and was, and the yia is what will be. So by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's all one. Nivroim split it up. Malachim are the perfect Nivroim who have gvulos, and Adam is the Nivra whose Maila lays in his Bechira. Not only doing mitzvah, not doing mitzvahs, but Bechira be'etzim in Bechira in being more than whatever seems to be there. If we're to say it a little bit of a different language, we would say Adam has in himself both what he has and a potential, unlimited potential. The Koyach HaAdam lies, so Bechira gives me an untapped potential, an Ein Sof of potential. Yediyas give me only what's there. So just like science is a limited study, a limited chachma, because all it can tell me is what is, and there is a limit to what is. Philosophy is really unlimited because philosophy tells me what could be, what could have been, what could be. It's talking about a certain potential, how a society ought to build itself, etc., etc. So that be'etzim is believable. So Adam was created with the ability to be teifis and believable, and in the ultimate emes, the real understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with that type of havana and tfisa. That which is and is limited cannot ever be a real havana and tfisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited. That which is beyond gvulas is the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is something that by its nature is endless. So when we speak of any chachma that deals with things that are tangible and clearly prescribed, they have their boundaries, that cannot be chachma salikus. It can be the chachma in olam ha-mitzvahs, in olam ha-asiyah. It cannot be the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond. Let me add one more knait, which is not what he says, but I guess it's latent in what he says. The difference between this chachma, between the two chachmas, the chachma nisteres and the chachma nigla, lies in an extraordinarily fundamental difference in those two chachmas. The Mishnah says that in Moisin chachmas, the Maisim Akav, Maisim Eishes, well, Maisim Akav, you don't even give it over to one. Elim Kenef is a chacham and is a mevim me'atzmo, you give him over Rashi Prakim. It's not a game just to keep the club small, and we'll only like give the secret code to people that you know are in. It means that in Chachmas Chutz, the clarity and sharpness of the halacha is the guf halacha. And when you have when you can put your two hands on the halacha and show it and demonstrate it, then you have it. That's this chachma. In Chachmas HaPnim, Chachmas Emes, Chachmas Pnim, over there, it's never the words that you heard. It's always the meaning that is extrapolated from those words. It's the beyond and what the person was heard. It's what idea do those words produce in your head? What the kuda? That's where it's at. So chachmas hapnim is always pnim. It means it's something which is the chachma that's waiting to come out. The chachma that's within what it is that you that. See the words that he uses and so on. Adam was created to have a tefisa and havana greater malach hasharis. It's not just a beauty contest, like, you know, Hashem said the malachim are getting a little too uppity, so I'm going to create men and he's going to give them a run for their money. It means there's malachim are the ultimate chachma of what's kaya. They are the mareches. They are the array of different powers and so on in this world. That's what malachim are. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will also produce in this world a bria that will be oimer on the beyond of this chachma. And so that's what Adam was created. Look for Amr Chazal, Amalem Chachmosim Ruvim Mishalechem. That is exactly how he presented Adam. His chachma goes beyond your chachma. Because Yachbots Bitvuna al Pidarko, Yanchel Asir Shmei Hashemayim, Dvoyim Shekish, Shoyna Shoyna Shekish Nategyoyim. Kashe Yachbots Bitvuna means the inyonim of this world that I absorb, or of Torah, I saw what it says. A Mulsa Pshita, so where A is included in B and so on. Anything like that is what's in it. And it's parallel to the mahalach of things that are stuck in what they are. Tvuna is the ability to move something forward. Mevin dava mitoich dava. I dehert something that's inside something. And therefore, when the person is yachpoitz bitvuna al pidarkoi, when a person desires to act with tvuna, so that means that he wants to start using this kli that will extrapolate it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's ask again a klutz kasha. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand more than Malachim, why didn't he create us with, so let's say he wanted us to learn this. So why didn't he create it ready-made? Why wasn't this chachma packaged and appear in this world in a, you know, ready to go? The answer is because that would be missing in the atzmius of it. In the atzmius of what, how does chachma works, he'd be missing it. It's only when this is a chachma that when a person moves forward on it, when a person says something is wrong, it's something shperi, I need to understand it, that's where this chachma kicks in. Because she'achbetz b'tvuna al pidarkoi, yancheu lehasig at shmei hashamayim, dvarim shem kevshon shel oylam, shkisat yoymet. That's when he'll understand the things that kisat yoymet. The reason why we have to understand it is not because he outsmarted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why he understands it is because this is his tvuna in understanding this chelik of Torah. The person's the kivshena shel olam and the kisatik yoimin are understood only in the way that we described. By the way, the kisatik yoimin is a pasuk. The Gemara uses a lot of times. Ach, hine tuvay biyadoi, the person be'etzem has this, v'loy mishpat abchira, and he has the bechira, and that's why he keeps harping on the bechira, because the bechira here is sort of the etzem koyach of avon and tefisa here, l'schakim v'ladas, to know, understand, or l'shoyer oroy mikol chachma, or to remain naked from any chachma, hagam shalei v'asech v'kerav gufay. So the lev and the seichel, since we're talking about potential over here, we're talking about ideas and chachmas that are potential understandings. So having the seichel and the lev b'kira doesn't help any. Lamashal, a person who's very bright, he sees things, he hears things, he picks up on them immediately. So he can absorb a lot of stuff, even though he didn't have in mind to do it. He can be a passive observer and still soak everything up. So the person hears people speaking, listens, and that. This is a type of chachma that is only shaykh to the person who uses it. The person who brings it out himself. That's where this chachma shayach. Sakapanim. So Ramchal is giving us a hakdama to the musik of chachma se'emes. Chachma se'emes is a type of chachma that is not only, it's a type of chachma that it exists not only for what it says explicitly, but what's its merames. Not explicitly. The question why Kashmir didn't give everything with Furish falls away because here, Adrabe, the Matara over here is to make it inaccessible to the public. We don't want the public to know about it. So it's not like a secret code where you fit in, a piece of paper, whatever it is. It's a self-selective that the people who have this level of seichel and das and care to understand, they're the ones who make this type of tvuna, whatever you will call it, in order to be to mass these things. It's the first paragraph is akdamet to this chachma sapnim, that there is a chachma of what is, and there's a chachma of what's beyond what is. The chachma of what is what the world of nigla deals with. The chachma, what will be, is the Teresanis that deals with it. And this is very much tully with the musig of the musig of bechira, the musig of potential, the musig of things that are betzim mechusa, they'll always be mechusa. The things that he hid in Kibshon Shaloylam, Shekisat Yoyim, it's not the pshat that once we unveil it's around and floating around. It means this is the tzura of this chachma in this world. And that's why, by the way, there was a tremendous, tremendous reluctance to learning these inyanim in a public way. This is not these inyanim, but whether it's chayim and so on, because its mitzias is always the potential. You never, whatever you say is sheer is not what it is. It's what you can figure out beyond it. That's the shot over here. Okay, so we'll hold over here by Vizet Tira ki Shnayim Hem Betchuna Achas Nevro. And okay, any questions? I don't know if I'm mute or not, but okay, good. So good night.